perhaps to generalise on these sort of things, well, the way I've been going, I've been listening to both sides, and I always like to think that I don't get emotional or biased about any particular thing. And of course, there's such good arguments put up, you know, from either side that, I mean, that's their job, they're professionals at the game. And I don't think the average bloke can keep up with it, really, unless you're, you know, deeply involved in it. Because anyone that's good at it can twist anything round how they like. There's for and against, you know, everywhere. In arguments, you can, if you're good enough at it, you can twist things round and say that black is white and get away with it if you're... you're very proficient at it. But in the general summing up of the position, I think first of all, possibly we need a new and better system for the good of everyone, you know. I mean, as I say, I'm not biased either one way or the other, but I would say for the good of the country, we better settle down and try and get somewhere instead of playing politics, you know, like a game of football or something. That's quite ridiculous. As I say, the average person can't keep up with it. If they're brainwashed, well, they're going to think either one way or the other. I think I'm being pretty general, aren't I? I hope so, anyhow. Don't know whether I should even talk about it, but anyhow, as I say, I don't think it does hurt to talk about it, providing you don't sort of... say, well, so-and-so's an idiot, or this bloke's good or bad or something. Well, it doesn't really matter, I don't think. As a matter of fact, I think it might be a good thing if it was discussed in a sensible fashion without going into personalities, because once you go into personalities, I think you only show your ignorance anyhow. They're talking about, one man on one side or the other, that's gone out with high boots as far as I'm concerned. What I'd like to see is everyone settle down and, get on with the job. I know that's not easy. It's like putting the bell on the cat's neck or something. But, it's a bit disturbing, I think. It's a pity. People get brainwashed, they get emotional, tell them something, they're liable to follow it and all that. I think that to sum it all up, people have got to think for themselves. That's the only way I can see. And even so then, there's something wrong with the system, I think, too, because, I won't go into the details, but you know what's happened, and when that happens under any system, there's something haywire somewhere. If any body of people, no matter whether in politics or anywhere else, if they have a vote on something and they get the majority, and because I'm not even sort of you might think I'm intending at least attempting to attack what happened, but I'm not exactly doing that either. It's very hard to explain. You can't explain it. You can't explain it over the air anyhow. I'll put it that way. But I'm pretty negative because things have happened on both sides, which I definitely do not like, and so that's it. Anyway, I better not argue from your work there, John. So, anyhow, thanks for the call, and just trying to think. I think that's about it for the time being. Okay, on the squelch circuit there, yes, it's... very handy, isn't it? I haven't got down to that type of sophistication yet. Anyhow, all the best there, John, and we'll just get a quick final there on what you think of my remarks. I try to be impartial and I try to look at the thing in, you know, in a broad sense. I hope I do anyhow. VK3 ACA, VK3 diesel.